this man? What was it? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling
looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Sterling on Sunday weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave. A frigid Arctic air mass continues to dominate the weather picture over most of the northern portion of the U.S. Grand Forks, North Dakota is a perfect example, with afternoon high temperatures between 5 and 15 degrees below zero, and overnight lows dropping to 25 to 30 degrees below. With wind chills, feel-like temperatures are close to 50 below, which is why frostbite warnings have been issued, where exposed human flesh can freeze within minutes. This pattern is expected to continue at least through Thursday. This frigid air mass will slowly migrate east, plunging temperatures into the teens as far south as Memphis, Tennessee. More hard, cold truths later in the hour. I'm Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday. Next weather in 15 minutes right here on Sterling on Sunday.
So growing up, I went to a very she summer camp, very she private school, all this stuff. And I was very public school. I was the public school scholarship kid. And one day when we were going to camp, I was very upset. I said to my father, I was like, Dad, everybody goes to these fancy places when summer is over. They go to St. Bart's, they go to St. Tropez. I was like, we go to Jones Beach, Dorney Park, if we're lucky, you know, a two-door Ford Explorer from 1991. One of the doors doesn't open, the windows you have to slap down, the radio was stolen, and the engine you have to disconnect every time you park it type of beat. And he was like, listen, don't stress. This is what you tell them. You tell these kids you go on vacation in the aisles of Gristiti's. This is Gristiti's, a supermarket chain in New York. He said these kids, they'll never know it's a supermarket because they don't go to supermarkets. Just tell them you'll be in the aisles. And so that's what I did.
The past few weeks, I've been uncomfortable. That word uncomfortable will be an important one in all of our steps in our journey to bring equality.
Trevor Lawrence with the spiritual message on Super Bowl Sunday. I'm Walter M. Sterling. Was that the worst performance of the Star Spangled Banner ever? Ever? I think so. It was horrible. Now, right now you're thinking Tom Brady is going to have the most incredible sex in the world tonight. Incredible. Here's the problem. He's been with Gisele Bündchen for a very long time. A very long time. Now, this is what's going to happen when he gets to the luxury suite at the Tampa Hotel, or they fly private home. He's going to get to the luxury suite, flying private home, whichever place he's going to go. And this is what Gisele is going to say. Oh, Tom, that was fantastic. Now, you seem to still insist on not changing your underwear for 2 days. I find it very difficult to live with you. I find it very difficult to live with you with your underwear this way. And then he's going to be sitting there thinking, why didn't I stay with Bridget Moynihan? Bridget Moynihan has a job. Not just any job. Bridget Moynihan is in a CBS hit television show that apparently is never going to be canceled. It's called Blue Bloods. There she is with Tom Selleck every week. You know what kind of money that is? Minimum $100,000 a week. Minimum. What kind of money is Gisele bringing in? Not $100,000 a week. The other thing about Blue Bloods, it is Chris Olivero's favorite television show. Who is that? He's the CBS executive who gave me this show. Brigitte Moynihan gave Tom a baby. She made the baby. And then he kicked her out for Gisele. Now, in my opinion, I don't think Gisele is really that beautiful. She's beautiful as anybody is beautiful. And I'm sure she's stunning. Like, if you were to see her in person, she's stunning. She's one of those people with striking features. But I don't know. It seems to me Brigitte Moynihan is prettier. Bridget Moynihan is more cuddly and made a baby. Now he's on the private jet in about a half hour, right? He's on the private jet. What's going to happen? He's figuring that he's going to get, you know, excitement in the air. The Mile High Club for Tom Brady because he just won a Super Bowl. She's going to go, no, you still have these smelly socks, and my father is still not sure about you. And he says, but I won the Super Bowl. I won the Super Bowl. Giselle, can't we have sex on the private jet? I won the Super Bowl. And you know what she's going to say? She's going to say, oh, my Tom, you always win the Super Bowl. This is nothing special. And this is Sterling on Sunday.
So dingy gray they've been given up as hopeless have turned so radiantly white again they can hardly be told from new ones.
Now we return to Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave. The coldest air mass of the season continues to freeze and drive south and east. Just how far east the Arctic air gets is still up in the air. You should pardon the pun. Computer models are having a tough time, as well as us forecasters, but we do know Chicago will see single-digit temperatures for most of the week. Light to moderate snow in Philly, New York, and Boston will end tonight, but odds are we'll see more snow before the week is out, as Gulf moisture meets up with this cold air already set up in place in the nation's midsection. Things should return to more of a normal pattern as we approach Valentine's Day. I'm Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday. Next weather every 15 minutes on Sterling on Sunday.
This is Vilo Hul of Muskegon, Michigan. How to celebrate a big day like the big game with your fish. Later tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
How are things this week down in Florida? Well, we've got giant iguanas dropping dead out of the trees and a Noah's Ark from hell. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That's coming up on part one of Florida Stories.
All right, it's 18 past the hour. It would be hard to tell you how much I love doing this show and what a blessing it is to be able to work with James Montague, to work with Phil, and a guy named Dave. A guy named Dave. What the heck's his name? Let me shoot myself now. Hey, James, what's the name of the chief engineer? What? Yes, I must be an old man. Dave Scalish. We are not worthy of him. Dave Scalish is the most gifted chief engineer in American radio. Now, I'll tell you why. You might go, well, it's a hyperbole. No, it's not hyperbole. I'll tell you exactly why. In Radioland, there are two types of chief engineers. There's an analog chief engineer, the kind who understands how reel-to-reel tape recorders work. And there are digital chief engineers, the kind who understand how digital things work. Dave is the only one I have ever met who knows how to do both. Dave Scalish, S-K-A-L-I-S-H. Attention, David Yagdaroff. This man needs a raise. Whatever you're paying him, it's not enough. He's brilliant and kind and patient with Walter Sterling. Nobody's patient with Walter Sterling. I'm a nightmare. I'm a nightmare to work with. Horrible guy to work with. But there he was with us on Friday, Saturday, today, trying to make everything work. And he made the important part work. You can hear me. I can hear nothing. I can hear James Montague, but that's it. I can't hear any of my wacky sound effects, none of the brilliant bits that we do, none of that. Therefore, the better part of my week will be spent making that work. Sounds like fun. Sounds like good times. My phone number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. I don't like sports,
I paid no attention to the game. The only thing I paid attention to was the national anthem. That was maybe the worst performance of the national anthem I've ever heard. And then I go to the other mode, which is right now, with armed guard to a limo, Tom Brady is being whisked away to a secret location because he's the most valuable man in the NFL. Certainly isn't Roger Goodell. Nice ties, Roger. That whole land thing's working out for you. Tom Brady's the most valuable man in the NFL. Next year, it will be Trevor Lawrence. You have that recording of Trevor Lawrence play that. And Brady, right now, is on his way to a private jet or to the biggest suite you've ever seen in your life.
The past few weeks,
at the moment,
I've been uncomfortable.
He's thinking, you know.
That word uncomfortable will be an important one in all of our steps and our journey to bring equality.
My girlfriend is Victoria's Secret Angel Giselle. And she would pleasure me because I just won the Super Bowl. Giselle is tired. Imagine that. Imagine you get on the jet, you get in the limo, and Giselle's like, you know, Tom, I'm really tired. Tom, I'm really tired. And so they get into the private jet, they get to the hotel suite, they get to their living room, wherever they go. And she's like, I really, not tonight, Tom. What do you mean, not tonight? I just won the Super Bowl. Oh, but you always win the Super Bowl, Tom. It's expected. In fact, my father didn't even watch the game. What do you mean your father didn't watch the game? No, look, could I at least have a beer? I forgot to get the beer. What do you mean you forgot to get the beer? Well, maybe we could stop on the 7-Eleven from the private airport to our estate and get beer. I'll be mobbed. It couldn't be more dangerous than for me to have to go to a 7-Eleven. Could you go to the 7-Eleven? Oh, no, I'm Giselle. I can't go to the 7-Eleven for you, Tom. I'm a Victoria's Secret angel. Meanwhile, he was with Bridget Moynihan. Bridget Moynihan is a working actress. She's not a star actress. She has the best job in all of acting. She's on Blue Bloods. She's on the CBS network primetime show Blue Bloods with Tom Selleck, a show that will never, ever be canceled. And it's the favorite show of Chris Olivero. Chris Olivero, an Entercom executive, it's his favorite show. What more do you want? And she made a baby for Tom Brady. She made a baby for him. And then the minute that baby dropped, he dropped her. That second, gone, boom. There's a Victoria's Secret angel. I can have her. And he runs off with the Victoria's Secret angel rather than hanging around with his kid. But now I just read either in one of the prestigious publications, either National Enquirer or the Daily Mail. The Daily Mail is the finest publication in the world, that said the three of them, Bridget Moynihan, Giselle, and Tom Brady, are getting along great. They have a profoundly happy, wholesome relationship. Let me clue you in here, buddy. You do not have a wholesome relationship if you dumped Bridget Moynihan because she had a baby or for whatever reason, and you ran off with Giselle. That's not how this works. That's my opinion. My number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258. And unlike these other clowns, this is a live radio show on stations like KMOX, KDKA, the great WPHT, KMBZ, FM, Kansas City. It must be quite a night in Kansas City. Believe me, I'm more entertaining than whatever you were just watching in Kansas City. I'm a better bet. You guys got screwed. 888-688-WALT. I say that Tom Brady is like, what? I know this is not popular to say, but I don't think Brigitte, I don't think Giselle is that attractive. I don't think his girlfriend, wife, whatever it is that attractive. I think he was much better off with Bridget Moynihan, who made a baby for him. And I have this wacky, old-fashioned theory that unless somebody's abusive, if they make a baby with you, for you, around you, you stick with them. That's what you do. You stick with them. Now, the problem with being a football hero is all sense of propriety is stripped away in 11th grade. The minute they can see that you can throw a football, you are not responsible for anything. You can do whatever you want, wherever you want. You can do whatever you want to my sister, that guy's sister. There are no rules. We are a jock-worshipping society, and I hate it. I've always hated it. I wish we were a MD-worshipping society, but we're not. We're a Brady-worshipping society. All right, that's fine, but there should be certain things that we can at least admit to. Number one, Giselle, I know she's stunning, and she's very tall, and she has great hair, and she has amazing posture, something I certainly don't. I don't think she's that pretty. Stunning, but not that pretty. Whereas Bridget Moynihan is really pretty. Like, it would be fun to cuddle with Bridget Moynihan. Giselle, like, where would you hug her? It's like all bones and, you know, oh, I'm Giselle. Not there, I'm Giselle. Okay. And then she speaks in some accent that you and I have never heard of before. Well, how do you feel? That's how I feel. My number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. And Bridget Moynihan, her real name is Catherine Bridget Moynihan. And she's been in everything, like Coyote Ugly, all these horny movies. Coyote Ugly, The Sum of All Fears, The Recruit, I, Robot, Grey Matters, Prey, I bet that was a good scary one, Ramona and the Bezos, The Journey Home, and John Wick Chapter 2. She's been in good stuff. She's a real working actress. She contributes to the marriage. Giselle, I don't think there's been Giselle work in a while. I mean, how long is there? Is she still a Victoria's Secret angel? I don't know. I have not kept track of Giselle. Meanwhile, Bridget Moynihan, I see her every Friday night on Blue Bloods, a great CBS show. And, you know, it's one of those real CBS shows. It stinks like a CBS show. It's shaped like a CBS show. The lighting is all CBS show. It's a real CBS drama. And I think they're entering their 83rd season. But we also were subjected to the worst performance of the Star Spangled Banner imaginable. We have weather every 15 minutes tonight because this is terrifying weather. Do you realize that when it gets this low, below zero, antifreeze can freeze? And you better keep up with it, because if the antifreeze freezes, what's it going to do? It's going to crack your radiator block. It's going to crack your engine block. That's what it's going to do. It's going to come and get you and crack your radiator block. It's going to go like that. I have the usual addition. The drive-through brew, even in this weather, it is important to keep the drive-through brews open throughout America, throughout C&D counties, throughout rural America. And I hope to God, if it's 10 degrees out, the schools are going to be closed. I don't want to hear any more nonsense about this COVID nonsense. And then you and I are going to talk about my favorite hotel getting shut and my favorite television star passing away. It's a great deal for you and I to discuss tonight. My phone number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. Weather every 15 minutes. Every 15 minutes. Keith Mortensen, are you driving your truck? My friends in their 18-wheeler cabs, I want to hear the conditions, the ice, and how cold is it? And I love those stories from Alaska about the ice road truckers. Can they really never turn off their engines? That's my favorite story. You realize the ice road truckers can't turn off their engines, or their engines will, the oil will just turn into slush. There's so much to discuss. I have so much to share with you.
Sunday is treat day.
Sterling on Sunday weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave, and although a cold Arctic air mass over the northern plains has grabbed a lot of weather headlines, in Alaska, weather patterns have set up for a somewhat quiet week in the last frontier. Aside from some blowing snow in the interior, we'll see 30s in southeast Alaska with a nice week ahead in Sitka, Juneau, and Skagway, but temperatures will fall as we get into mid-February. If you want to escape the cold in Minneapolis and are contemplating Florida, despite Florida stories, bring an umbrella. Rain and some rumbling and thunder will dot the Sunshine State up through Atlanta, Georgia this week. We'll look out west later on tonight, right here on Sterling on Sunday. I'm Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday. Next weather in 15 minutes, right here on Sterling on Sunday.
For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker, and this is Florida Story. Thank you. Hey, for our first Florida... No, thank you, thank you. For our first Florida story, it's the annual falling of the iguanas. You probably think, Parker, didn't you tell me about this last year and the year before? Yeah, it's sort of like an annual thing. Iguanas, when it gets really cold, they lose bodily function. They're cold-blooded, and they will fall out of trees. And that's not really a big deal unless you're a human being walking under the tree and you get struck by a fairly large iguana. I find a little extra level of humor here in the fact that this report comes to the National Weather Service. Yes, it's raining iguanas. Is that really a meteorological phenomenon? Is that weather-related, falling iguanas? Raining lizards. That's a pretty Florida story.
Hold my beer.
For our next Florida story, we're going to Yulee, Florida. In Nassau County, there's a weigh station where a truck pulled in with an animal trailer, and it weighed out okay, but it had expired plates. They check out the driver. He has a suspended license. They check out the animal trailer, and it's a story of some neglected animals. They're all standing in piles of their own feces and urine. They're all undernourished. Some of them have wounds and medical issues that need attention. But check out this list. This is what makes it especially Florida. Animal services found in one medium-sized trailer, 4 horses, 3 miniature horses, 8 dogs, 7 cats, 1 alpaca, and 1 ring-tailed lemur. That's just freakish enough to be a little more Florida than the previous story. But why stop there? Let's take it to the next level. Stay tuned. Today's second installment of Florida Stories is right around the corner. Florida Stories is a Spring Rock production, springrockmedia@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter @JamesParkerShow. For Sterling on Sundays, I am James Parker, and this is Florida Stories.
James Parker was so gracious to guest star for me last week, and he's such a professional broadcaster that he just made me sound like an amateur. There's great risk when you're somebody like me who lets somebody fill in for them. I don't call it filling in. Other hosts do because they're cowards. It's not filling in. They are guest stars. And James Parker is a star. He does his own show in New Orleans, and it's fantastic. And I said, you know, you should do this. Now, I'll tell you a secret. Whenever you hear most hosts take a week off, a day off, whatever, notice who fills in for them. They're usually horrible. That's on purpose. Because they're so paranoid and so selfish, they won't put on somebody better than them to entertain you. I always try to put on somebody better than me. Now, in my case, that's a huge talent pool. It's huge, the number of people I can put on who are better than me. I had Alex Bennett on. Alex Bennett was a guest star for me. Alex Bennett is one of the legends of talk radio. I mean, a freaking legend. Other talk show hosts, they bow down and kiss his ring when they get to meet Alex Bennett, because so many of the things that we do came out of his brain. But, you know, if you just have some guy screaming at the Democrats, what the hell is the point of that? Therefore, I'm very grateful for James Parker for doing such a great job. And I am so blessed with the people who put together this show. Phil and James Montague and James Copeland. Oh, my God. These people take initiative, took care of it. Jerry DiCarano wrote a great script for us this week. Randy Thomas, one of the greatest voiceover talent in the world, is always part of the usual edition. And Charlie Van Dyke, freaking Charlie Van Dyke. What an honor to have Charlie Van Dyke's voice on this show. And they all step up. The minute I need something, they're there. And I'm grateful. I want you guys to know just how insanely grateful I am. Thank you. I have a lot to be grateful for. A gentleman named Jay Breeze sent me a note tonight. And James, I thank you. Everybody associated with the show seems to be named James. So James B., like a lot of us, had a tough time. And a couple months ago, he got in touch with me, and he told me that he was having a tough time. In my life, I have also had a tough time. And this is what I told him to do. I said, you need to get out of where you are. I'm not going to tell you where he was. That's his business. But I told him to get out of where he was. That's the first thing he needed to do, was change his physicality, get to a different location. And he did. And he took a picture and he sent it to me, a Sterling snap, and he said, what I'm looking at now, this is where it all started, Walter, in this garage basement. It's by the grace of God that I'm standing here today, and I thank you very much, sir, for being a part of my story. But I am not his story. I am not any part of his story. This was about his relationship with a higher power, and he took advantage of it in the best way and pulled himself up, and every day, step by step, his life's a little better because he took action. He didn't live in theory. He didn't live in resentment, didn't live in a sarcastic language. He lived in possibility. What could I do? How can I pull myself up? Because, you see, my dad taught me something really important, and not to be corny, but this is what my dad taught me. He said, when I was having doubts, he said, let me see your hand. He said, yeah, you got five fingers on that hand. Let me see the other one. Oh, yeah, you got five fingers on that. What about your toes? Let me see you wiggle them. One, two, three, four. You got ten toes. You got 10 fingers and 10 toes. And we know your brain is as good as anybody's. Now, if you have five fingers and another five fingers and 10 toes and a brain that can read and write, you can do anything that anybody else has done. Anything that anybody else has done, you can do. This is Sterling on Sunday.
It's Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave. In contrast to the Midwest cold, temperatures will trend above normal in California and the desert Southwest for the next few days. After a lull in the action, more rain and snow will be on tap for Northern California, up through Oregon and Washington State. As these storms drop rain and snow through the Cascade and Rocky Mountains, they will help to tame the northern jet stream, which will help to moderate the cold temperatures in the eastern half of the country. Later in the forecast period, Valentine's Day and mid-February, we'll see a return to more normal temperatures. After all, spring is on the way, isn't it? I'm Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday. Next weather in 15 minutes right here on Sterling on Sunday.
This is Velo Hool of Muskegon, Michigan. How to celebrate a big day like the big game with your fish. Later tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
So what happens when you're on your commute home and the crazy man at the traffic light that pulls on your car handle is on so much drugs, he's actually able to run next to your car as you drive 5 miles home? For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That's coming up on part two of Florida Stories.
The CBS Radio Workshop.
Lesbians in space.
Who wear sports bras.
Is that good? Do we keep going?
There
we
go.
Well,
is it? The CBS Radio Workshop.
Lesbians in space.
Who wear sports bras?
Those special lesbians in space tonight feature lesbians kissing a guy for the first time. That's what it is. It's lesbians kissing a guy for the first time. James, can you play that again now that I've set it up the way I should have the first time? Totally my fault. Okay, he's setting it up again. The cart's requeuing. As soon as we hear the splice, we'll know it's okay to go, ooh, ooh, ooh.
The CBS Radio Workshop.
Lesbians in space.
Who wear sports bras.
Is that good? Do we keep going?
CBS
Radio Workshop.
Lesbians in space.
Who wear sports bras.
I have to cue James on the air because my system where I get to play these incredibly clever clips for you just won't work. There's nothing I can do. The blessing is you get to hear me. But other than that, forget it. Now, let's talk about Sterling snaps. I'd love to see a picture of whatever you're looking at. And I just got a great one from James B. Terrific picture. Thank you, sir. Send it to WalterMSterling@gmail. WalterMSterling@gmail. Pick up your overpriced iPhone. If you have an iPhone 12, good for you, but don't bother me. My Samantha, my 8-year-old, wants an iPhone 12. Her birthday is Valentine's Day. She wants an iPhone 12. Do you think she should have an iPhone 12? Do you think the 8-year-old should have an iPhone 12? She's going to be 9 on the 14th. She's quite certain she should have it. 888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT. Please pick up your iPhone. It can be an iPhone 8 for all I care. Even an iPhone 4 if you live in an embarrassing life. Take a picture of whatever you're looking at and email it to me. WalterMSterling@gmail. WalterMSterling@gmail. And I'll post it on Tuesday on Facebook. Everybody gets to see it. Right now on Facebook. Do you know what's there? Do you know what's there? I'll discuss this more in the next hour as we tease ahead. Is a panorama picture of my new rig in my new basement because during the past week, I've moved. In the past week, I have moved. Where's that? You got that Charlie Van Dyke thing? I'm going to have to cue them all in the air. You got that Charlie Van Dyke thing where he says instant replay? Could you play that? Play that one.
Instant replay.
Hello? Hello, test. Do you have it or not?
Sterling on Sunday. Instant replay.
Okay, keep that there. Keep that ready. Because... Just keep it ready. 80. No, you know what? That's not what I wanted. That's not your fault, James. I asked Mr. Copeland to make me another one of those that sounded much better. Now, where was I? Instant replay. We have a better one. I think. Let's see.
Sterling on Sunday.
Yeah. Instant replay. All right, when Judy calls in, we always have to ask her to tell the joke again. I'll play this.
Sterling on Sunday. Instant replay.
There you go. Here are the big topics this hour. Worst Star Spangled Banner I've ever heard, ever. Tom Brady, what's he doing with Giselle? He had Bridget Moynihan, who's in Blood Brothers. She's in Blood Brothers. She's a working actress. She's in a CBS drama. What could be better than that, to have a woman in a CBS drama bringing home $100,000 a week? And made you a baby, Tom. Made you a baby. And instead you're with Giselle, who, in my opinion, I know this will sound weird. Yes, she's striking. But she's not that pretty. To my eyes, she's striking and stunning, but she doesn't look cuddly. Like, how could you cuddle Giselle? Whereas Bridget Moynihan, you could cuddle her. She's totally cute and pretty at the same time. And she made a baby for you, Tom. Why didn't you stay with her? She drops a baby and you drop her. It seems like very odd behavior. And then the last thing is, send me a picture of whatever you're looking at right now. Walter M. Sterling at Gmail. Walter M. Sterling at Gmail. That's what all these things would make me happy. But we moved. And coming up in the next hour, I'm going to share with you the hell of moving. You know about the hell of moving, but I had a particularly challenging time. And we have Dr. Dave on four times an hour this show, because the weather is so extreme that antifreeze can freeze. Not kidding. Antifreeze can freeze. I'll tell you about three things that have passed away recently that meant a great deal to me. The best hotel I have ever been in my life closed. It was called the Standard in West Hollywood. I had the best times at the Standard in West Hollywood. And my favorite playmate died. Dee Dee Lind died. Who, it turns out, was the most popular Playboy playmate in the history of Playboy. Nobody even came close, according to Mr. Hefner. And then Sonny Fox died. I can't begin to tell you how important Sonny Fox was to my childhood. He was the kid show host in New York City through the 60s. He was the guy. And I'll share with you why that was. And then my personal contacts with Sonny Fox. Incredible. And then we'll have a report from Canada. By the way, now that Biden is president, how many D-list celebrities have come back from Canada who threatened to go to Canada because of Trump? How many have come back? What? Oh, none. Because none of them went. You know, it's a funny thing about that. The arrogance. Well, I'm going to go to Canada. You know, if this doesn't happen, I'm going to go to Canada. Did you ever think for one second whether or not the Canadians want you? Hey, I know Canadians. They don't want you. There's a shocker. They have no interest in you. And to get into Canada, you have to demonstrate a skill. It is a skill-based immigration. It is not a I'm coming immigration. It's not a caravan immigration. You have to prove a skill. And the number one skill a few years ago in Canada, the most in-demand skill, the one that would get you into Canada almost immediately, was a stripper. They needed strippers. Canada needed strippers. You're a stripper, you can come right in. You got a job as a stripper, great. They'll let you in. So we'll talk to a Canadian broadcaster who has a lot of information about these Canadian things. But none of them, no D-list celebrity showed up. My name is Walter Sterling. This show is Sterling on Sunday. We're here Sunday nights from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. It is unlike any other talk show in America because we talk about incredibly stupid stuff and admit it. The rest of them talk about stupid stuff and deny it. They try to sound official. Believe me, guys, you're not official.
Was this man? What was it? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling
looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Sterling on Sunday weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave. A frigid Arctic air mass continues to dominate the weather picture over most of the northern portion of the U.S. Grand Forks, North Dakota is a perfect example, with afternoon high temperatures between 5 and 15 degrees below zero, and overnight lows dropping to 25 to 30 degrees below. With wind chills, feel-like temperatures are close to 50 below, which is why frostbite warnings have been issued, where exposed human flesh can freeze within minutes. This pattern is expected to continue at least through Thursday. This frigid air mass will slowly migrate east, plunging temperatures into the teens as far south as Memphis, Tennessee. More hard, cold truths later in the hour. I'm Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday. Next weather in 15 minutes right here on Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday. Instant replay.
Sterling on Sunday weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave. A frigid Arctic air mass continues to dominate the weather picture over most of the northern portion of the U.S. Grand Forks, North Dakota is a perfect example, with afternoon high temperatures between 5 and 15 degrees below zero, and overnight lows dropping to 25 to 30 degrees below. With wind chills, feel-like temperatures are close to 50 below, which is why frostbite warnings have been issued, where exposed human flesh can freeze within minutes. This pattern is expected to continue at least through Thursday. This frigid air mass will slowly migrate east, plunging temperatures into the teens as far south as Memphis, Tennessee. More hard, cold truths later in the hour. I'm Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday. Next weather in 15 minutes right here on Sterling on Sunday.
The zombie apocalypse, it's here. 10 degrees below. Flesh freezing temperatures. Do you realize that some of these temperatures, antifreeze freezes. It turns into thick goop. On ice road truckers, we learned that they can't turn off their engines because it'll freeze up. The engines will freeze up. The engine blocks will freeze and crack. It's great. I love this kind of weather because there's so much drama. The zombie apocalypse. So instead of saying the Arctic whatever, they should just say it's the freezing zombie apocalypse. I don't like football. I don't understand football. I can't begin to tell you how many times incredibly beautiful women have tried to tell me, okay, I will explain what a down is to you.
Honey, I know what a down is to me, and it's not football.
I can't explain to people enough that I don't get it. I'll never understand it. But I do know a bad rendition of the Star Spangled Banner. That's what we heard today. And I do know that Trevor Lawrence is one of the prettiest women I have ever seen. That part I got. And the halftime spectacle today, I don't think so great. I don't enjoy any of it. And there's another part. There's a cultural part. It seems that we exalt jocks to a degree that they all cut the line. Every day, all of them can cut the line. Oh, you know, he's on the team. You know, here, give him a better table. They live their life getting better tables. That's what I see. They live their life in an unfair advantage. I don't care if they can throw a ball. They got an unfair advantage because they can throw a ball. That doesn't seem good to me. But one of the worst experiences I had was one of the first experiences I had in radio. And my first job in radio, paying job, was I did the technical work, ran the volume. It's really all it was. I ran the volume for high school football games in Warren County, New Jersey. And Hunterdon County, New Jersey. Where are they? Are they near Newark, New York City, Atlantic City, Cape May? No, they're nowhere. There is no way to explain to you where Warren and Hunterdon counties are in New Jersey. They're not there. They might as well not exist. They are the forbidden, hidden counties. And the other thing about them is they have not changed since I work there. Nothing has changed. My kids and I, we go to the pumpkin patches out there. Looks the same as when I worked out there. Nothing's changed. But I went to normal high schools. And they're, you know, like 12 feeder elementary schools that fed into them, like in Scarsdale or
out in California. But in Warren County, they had regional high schools. Regional high schools. People were bused 18 miles each way to go to school. And then 18 miles for crafts after school. And all of them, their only hope in hell of getting out of there was football. And it was a very big deal. And I worked for a local radio station in Warren County, New Jersey. It was 1,000 watts days, which is about as low as you can go. And it was on a Canadian frequency, which means that we had no jurisdiction. The Canadians said, okay, we'll let you have this crappy frequency. It was 1580. You can have this crappy frequency. We don't want it. The Canadians gave it to us. They said, here, you can have this frequency. Because the way the radio frequencies were set up around the world is the United States has jurisdiction over the microwave spectrum. How we did that, I don't know. But there were a couple frequencies that Canada had. One of them was 1580. It was 1,000-watt days and nothing at night. It signed off when the sun went down. And that is the crux of the story. In seconds, Sterling on Sunday.
Let's go, go, let's go, go, go with Jukebox Gold.
Now back to America's favorite network radio program, Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave. The coldest air mass of the season continues to freeze and drive south and east. Just how far east the Arctic air gets is still up in the air. You should pardon the pun. Computer models are having a tough time, as well as us forecasters, but we do know Chicago will see single-digit temperatures for most of the week. Light to moderate snow in Philly, New York, and Boston will end tonight, but odds are we'll see more snow before the week is out as Gulf moisture meets up with this cold air already set up in place in the nation's midsection. Things should return to more of a normal pattern as we approach Valentine's Day. I'm Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday. Next weather every 15 minutes. On Sterling on Sunday.
Keith Mortensen, John Quick, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. It is so good to have you. And I appreciate the fact that 18-wheelers listen to the show a lot, send me great notes, great photographs. Whatever you're looking at right now, I want to see it. Send it to me, waltermsterling@gmail.com. Take your overpriced phone, take a picture of it. If you're driving, don't do that. Wait till you pull over. Wait till you're at a rest stop or you're home. Take a picture of whatever you're looking at. Robert Gaw, I want to see whatever you're looking at. Neil Paul, Judy Anderson. Oh, my God, can you believe how cold this is? And wait a minute. My buddies in Pittman, New Jersey. Their kid, Sophia, had a birthday last week. Happy birthday. But then I found out there's something else in Pittman, New Jersey. I'll get back to the football story. You wouldn't believe this. Pittman, New Jersey is where the RCA microphone factory used to be. It's where they made the iconic RCA 77. When you think of Johnny Carson or David Letterman with a microphone, the microphone with a rounded top, that was the RCA 77. It is coveted among radio losers like me. I was given one as a gift. I would tell you who gave it to me, but then he'd be pressured to give the microphone to a lot of other people, and they're stupid expensive. And I'm endlessly grateful for this microphone. Well, it's their factories in Pittman, New Jersey. That's closed. There is one place in America that fixes those RCA 77 microphones, and it's in Pittman, New Jersey, because it was near the factory and all the extra parts were sitting there. I think the last year that they made those mics was 1967. They're known as, they're known as ribbon mics as opposed to dynamic mics, which is what I'm using now. Ribbon mics are endlessly delicate. They always needed fixing. The minute there was an alternative, engineers throughout America said, yes, yes, could we please have that? All right, here's the mystery. In Pittman, New Jersey, where ENAC, E-N-A-K,
ENAK, a repair shop that fixes RCA 77s. There's the 80-year-old guy who started it and the incredibly handsome younger apprentice. And the two of them are working on these microphones. And then I'm reading conflicting reports. This would be a podcast. I'm reading conflicting reports about whether or not it's still open. And this is important to me because I dropped my RCA 77 and it has a dent in it. And I sent it to them to fix. But if they're not open, that's not good. 21 past the hour, Sterling on Sunday, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. every Sunday night. And 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. on the West Coast on KFBK. And yes, I say KFBK a lot in the 11 o'clock hour because it is an honor to be on Bill White's radio station. Bill White, one of the great program directors in America, along with Jim Gracie and Tom Moore. I think that's it. Oh, and Alan and KMBZ in Kansas City. Guys in Kansas City, I'm your best shot. I'm the one you want to listen to tonight. Don't listen to those sports guys. They're annoying.
And on the fourth down, they could have done this.
All right, here's my radio story. My first job in radio was covering high school football games, but not as a play-by-play guy, not as a color guy, as the engineer, as a guy who turned two different knobs. One turned the color guys, the other one turned up the play-by-play guy. Oh, and by the way, one of those people was the owner of the station, and the other one was the news director of the station, and they did the high school football games. It gets better. Every high school we went to cover the high school football game had different horrible facilities. Only one of them had a grandstand, had a covered grandstand where we went into a press booth, where we went into. And we went to that pretty early, maybe the first time. And I said to the owner of the station, because it was covered with bird poop and it was cold as hell, and the wood seat was in decay. And I said to him, how does this compare to the other high schools? And he said, oh, this is the best one. And he was right. It was the best one. Well, now I will never get over the trauma of going to the worst one. I hate the cold. I know nothing about football, and I'm terrified of heights. Those three factors came into play when I had to climb up a 50-foot ladder to get to the top of a platform where we were going to cover the game. We get up to the top of this platform, and I realize there is no guardrail. We are on an open platform watching a football game of a high school team that I did not know, in a town I did not know, a game I did not understand in 20-degree weather. It gets better. At some point during the game, the owner of the radio station becomes very animated. He's very excited because he sees somebody coming toward the platform, and it's the local Coca-Cola distributor. The local Coca-Cola distributor had cash in his hand, because it was the Coca-Cola distributor that was sponsoring the game. And he paid the owner in cash for the sponsorship of the game. But then there was another problem. It's Saturday afternoon. We're now looking at 4:15. The radio station was signing off at 4:30. And it was like the third quarter. I'm like, how the heck are we going to do this? How are we going to hear the end of the game on the air, on the radio station? Well, back at the station, they were recording the game. And when the station signed off, we were still recording the game. And the results of the game, the final, I don't know, quarter of the game were going to be played the next morning in morning drive. Because we had signed off at 4:30. There was at least a half hour to go. But I didn't mind. that the end of the game was going to be played the next morning drive. I didn't mind that it was 50 feet up in the air. I didn't mind it was 20 degrees below. I didn't mind I got to see the transaction of how it was paid for. I didn't mind any of that. You know why? Because I was in show business. I had made it in show business. And now, James, we need to hear Lesbians in Space.
The CBS Radio Workshop.
Lesbians in Space.
Who wear sports bras.
That's great. I know. I get really red.
Good. You weren't nervous
and
at all?
Played no. The drive through.
I feel like I attacked you with that kiss.
Yeah, you did.
That was awesome.
I was really glad you didn't have facial hair. It scares me.
I'm that close to crying.
I know. I was hoping that.
The CBS Radio Workshop.
Lesbians in Space.
Who wear sports bras.
I'm J.J. Wilson, and this is Drive Through Brew. The continuing story of two dedicated people who sell beer and snacks at a drive-thru. Let's listen in as Jake, a young and physically unfit employee, spies an unwelcome customer.
Oh no, it's my old gym teacher, Tony Ronzoni.
I'm Jake Stinson, Scrubs, God damn it! Hey there, Jake boy! Climb up there and give me a case of Strong Man energy drink, will ya?
Okay, I'll get the ladder.
Ladder? My grandma could climb those shelves in her high heels! Let's go! That's it! Go! That's shameful. When I was your age, I was a Sherpa on Mount Everest. Now get up, boy. Go. Come on.
Will Jake's old gym teacher ever order something from the bottom shelf? Listen again next week when Jake's manager asks,
"Hey, buddy, how much longer till you get your cast removed?"
That's next time on a special orthopedic edition of Drive Through Brew. Word Cars speaking.
The past few weeks, I've been uncomfortable. That word uncomfortable will be an important one in all of our steps in our journey to bring equality.
Oh, Trevor Lawrence, so deep. Now, you see, Tom Brady is with Giselle, a Victoria's Secret model, and I think he could do better. I think he did do better with Bridget Moynihan, who's in Blue Bloods, whatever it is. The CBS drama about cops with Tom Selleck. That's a great show. There she is pulling in $100,000 a week. She's gorgeous. And she made his baby. And the minute she made the baby, he dropped her to run off with Giselle. And you know what's going on right now? I think you know what's going on right now at the Brady household, but I don't think that's what's going on. I think what's going on right now is she's saying, "Oh, Tom, I am so tired. I have to walk the runway again this year. At some point, I will have to walk the runway, Tom, and therefore you will have to walk the plank tonight. But I won the Super Bowl." But, Tom, you always win the Super Bowl.
Live from the laundry room, it's Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave, and although a cold Arctic air mass over the northern plains has grabbed a lot of weather headlines, in Alaska, weather patterns have set up for a somewhat quiet week in the last frontier. Aside from some blowing snow in the interior, we'll see 30s in southeast Alaska with a nice week ahead in Sitka, Juneau, and Skagway, but temperatures will fall as we get into mid-February. If you want to escape the cold in Minneapolis and are contemplating Florida, despite Florida stories, bring an umbrella. Rain and some rumbling of thunder will dot the Sunshine State up through Atlanta, Georgia this week. We'll look out west later on tonight right here on Sterling on Sunday. I'm Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday. Next weather in 15 minutes, right here on Sterling on Sunday.
I'm Rachel Goldstein Shabazz. At Public Radio, we celebrate every moment of the new regime. We embrace these vital words and try to live by them.
You did rock the vote.
I did. I moderated a rock the vote, which was all the Democratic primary candidates.
And that was very effective.
Punsters. Fabulous.
This edition of The Usual Edition is made possible by a generous gift from U-Haul. When you want to lift everything yourself and pretend that you're building the pyramids in Egypt, it's U-Haul for you. And a remarkably large donation from the Biden Bathing Company. Smoke in the tub? No problem with Biden reinforced tubs. And by Toll Takers of America. Name the season, and we're there for you.
The new administration has pledged to celebrate all cultures in a calm, measured manner. No more of that name-calling or nasty anger. For reaction of our new approach to diplomacy, here's Blind James.
I'm blind, which puts me at the top of the public radio food chain. The downside is that at birthday parties, I can't easily tell the difference between chocolate chip and oatmeal raisin cookies. So I have to pick up each cookie and smell them. HR is not happy when I feel all the cookies. But what can they do? I'm blind. I also run a DJ business. I will come and do a musical job at your parties. Feel free to call this number right now. 888-688-WALT. Now, let's examine the culture of Denmark for their reaction to our country's new approach to diplomacy. How is the movie experience in Sweden?
So in America, you go up to a counter, there's like a guy, he's like, what do you want? And you're like, popcorn. And he's like, okay. And he makes like this popcorn right out of the popper, puts butter on it, salt, and like you're watching a movie and it's good. Here you like walk up and you like open this cold heater refrigerator, take a pre-made popcorn that's probably been there for like a few hours, and there's no salt or butter, it's just plain
there
popcorn.
Is salt, like a little container of salt, and pour it over.
Yeah, so you can get, I guess, like a little like the ones you get at McDonald's and just...
You can get 10 of those if you want to.
My chai tea gets me through these dreary reports. But dreary reports is what public radio is all about. Last night, I slept on Chuck Schumer's spare sofa. Such a dear man. And I overheard this.
I want to thank everybody for coming. I just thought we'd go around the room. Lucy, how'd we do on the Sunday show yesterday?
Your tone was perfect. You were right on message.
Michelle, how'd my hair look coming out of the gym this morning?
You have great hair. Nobody has better hair than you.
Before we go any further, I just want to say thank you for the opportunity and blessing to serve your agenda.
Thank you, Senator. Thank you for loving the OJs.
What they do, they smile in your face.
For the time they want to take your place, the backstabbers.
So growing up, I went to a very she-she summer camp, very she-she, private school, all this stuff. And I was very public, public school. I was the public school scholarship kid. And one day when we were going to camp, I was very upset. I said to my father, I was like, Dad, everybody goes to these fancy places when summer is over. They go to St. Bart's, they go to St. Tropez. I was like, we go to Jones Beach, Dorney Park if we're lucky, you know, a two-door Ford Explorer from 1991. One of the doors doesn't open, the windows you have to slap down, the radio was stolen, and the engine you have to disconnect every time you park it type of beat. And he was like, listen, don't stress. This is what you tell them. You tell these kids you go on vacation in the Isles of Gristides. This is Gristides, a supermarket chain in New York. He said these kids, they'll never know it's a supermarket because they don't go to supermarkets. Just tell them you'll be in the Isles. And so that's what I did.
888-688-WALT. It is 40 minutes past the hour. 40 minutes past the hour. Sterling on Sunday. What is unique about this show? It's live. There's nothing else live at this time. This show may suck, but it's 10,000 times better than any recorded show. Lowell Bud Paxson, the inventor of the Home Shopping Network, said to me, Bad live television is better than any pre-recorded television. That is the premise of my show. A bad network radio show is better than any recorded radio show. I live by this. I've been doing this for 8 years now. I have the best time doing this show. I love to share information with you. We get to spend this special time together because you're a freak. You don't belong. You and I do not belong with other people. We belong alone. The only time that I am absolutely comfortable is when I'm alone, because there's no situation where I fit in. None. There, most of the world is very uncomfortable alone. This gives us tremendous advantage over the rest of the world because we get to think. We get to think our next move. We get to script out our day. We get to say, you know, and I go to that meeting, I'm going to say this and this and this. Other people who are stuck with other people all day are engaged in conversation. They have to appear pleasant because their ego is such that they think they need to appear pleasant. I don't think that. I'm in my laundry room. Let's talk about this. If you go to Facebook right now, there's a panorama shot of my studio in my laundry room. It is the shame of American broadcasting. God bless my current wife, Katie. You know what she did? She spent hours going through the wiring to make it work, to make the studio work. Because as she points out, she is a child of the 90s. They had those insane component systems, those insane audio component systems, some of them with video components. Her thing, the HDMI thing that no one knows how to work, she knows how to work that. She knew how to put the wires together and make my system work. In honor of my current wife, I took a picture of it, a panorama picture, with my cell phone. And I posted it on Facebook, and you can see it. And if you're smart, you'll say, oh, that looks really nice, Walter. She did a good job. It looks fantastic. You've never seen a more terrifying setup ever. But I want to talk to you. Here's the premise of the show tonight. Tom Brady could do a lot better than Giselle. That's all I know about football. In my opinion, Giselle's not that attractive. This may seem petty and piggish, but he was with a beautiful woman, Bridget Moynihan, who has a job. The most wonderful thing possible. She has a $100,000 a week job on Blue Bloods or Blue whatever it is. The Tom Selleck Show on CBS on Friday nights. Chris Olivero's favorite television show. Who's he? A big deal radio guy. I keep mentioning his name because then he'll keep clearing my show. But that's my opinion. Tom Brady could do a lot better, and I'll tell you what he's doing right now, not what you think. Right now, he's picking up his underwear. Right now, he's picking up the towel. You know, before we left, you left towels on the floor, says Giselle to Tom Brady. And he goes, but I just won the Super Bowl. I won the Super Bowl. It doesn't matter. You always win the Super Bowl. It's not a big deal. It's 44 past the hour. I am Walter Sterling. This is Sterling on Sunday.
This is Vila Hool of Muskegon, Michigan. How to celebrate a big day like the big game with your fish. Later tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
So what happens when you're on your commute home and the crazy man at the traffic light that pulls on your car handle is on so much drugs, he's actually able to run next to your car as you drive 5 miles home? For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That's coming up on part two of Florida Stories.
For hearing things, with your hearing things.
Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave. In contrast to the Midwest cold, temperatures will trend above normal in California and the desert southwest for the next few days. After a lull in the action, more rain and snow will be on tap for Northern California, up through Oregon and Washington State. As these storms drop rain and snow through the Cascade and Rocky Mountains, they will help to tame the northern jet stream, which will help to moderate the cold temperatures in the eastern half of the country. Later in the forecast period, Valentine's Day, and mid-February, we'll see a return to more normal temperatures. After all, spring is on the way, isn't it? I'm Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday. Next weather in 15 minutes right here on Sterling on Sunday.
The CBS Radio Workshop.
Lesbians in space.
Who wear sports bras.
You were hoping I was going to cry?
I'm sorry, but it was awkward. It was.
Because I've never done anything like this before. I'm not much of the kiss around type of guy.
I'm not used to the female being so assertive.
The CBS Radio Workshop.
Lesbians in space.
Who wear sports bras.
All right, here's Judy in Dallas, who discovered us on Kevin Graham's WBAP. Hello, Judy. Do you have a terrible dad joke for us?
I do.
Fantastic.
Okay, Walter, what are the weakest, or what are the strongest days?
What?
What are the strongest days of the week? Strongest days.
Don't you have something to play now, James?
Sterling on Sunday. Instant replay.
What was that, Judy? What was that, Judy?
What are the strongest days
of the week?
Right.
Okay, what are they?
The strongest days are Saturday and Sunday, because the rest are weekdays.
Thank you very much for your call. Thank you for a terrible joke. Mrs. Sneakers from Ambler, Pennsylvania. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday at 888-688-WALT.
Hi, Walter. Listen, I don't want to hear about Giselle. I want to hear all about your moving experience.
Don't you think he could do better?
Who? I don't care. I don't follow him. I don't follow his life. I don't follow these ladies. I just have been waiting to hear about your moving experience and how it went with the cat.
You see how effective I was at getting you to keep listening?
You always are effective to keep me listening. I listen all the time for the whole show, and I love it. And let me tell you what, James held your seat pretty well last week. He did you good.
He's
but
great.
I want to hear about your moves.
All right. Thank you. Thanks for calling 888-688-WALT. All right, here's the deal. There were two moves at the same time in the dead of winter because I had a crappy landlord. My landlord was unreasonable. For the first time in decades, I paid my rent on time every month for 3 years. Day of due. Paid it on time, which usually involved me driving 15 miles to his house and leaving it in his mailbox. But he got his rent on time every month. Our lease ran out. And at the same time, he said, no, I don't want to renew your lease. I want to move back into my house. Because for whatever reason, he needed to move back into his house. Why he did, none of my business. The only thing a landlord has really unquestioned rights to is to move back into their home once your lease is up. In every state, every city, I can't find a place where it isn't true. I understood that. Coincidence was bad. I said to him, do me a favor. Let us stay here until June. Then I can move in warm weather. My kids will be out of school. It won't interrupt the middle of their school year, and it'll be a little easier. I'm asking them for 3 or 4 more months. I'd pay the rent, of course. I said I'd really like to stay in the house for another 3 years. I could not have acted in better faith. No, I'm living on somebody's sofa in the next town. I can't do that. You jerk. Now, we have to move. Moving, as you'll recall, and I hope you haven't had to do it too much, is insanely expensive. Insanely expensive. I asked my sister and my brother to help me with this. I didn't need a lot of help, just a little help, because it was completely unplanned. I had no plans on moving. And my wife has some hypermobile joints. I don't know what that is. And I'm like, I'm not moving. I'm not picking up boxes. It's just not going to happen. I'm a celebrity, not Tom Brady. I don't know where she got the wherewithal to do it, but my wife, I mean, I'm thinking this through now. My wife packed a 4-bedroom, 3-bathroom house with 3 kids and the cats. She packed all the U-Haul boxes. We hired a crew of guys to get the boxes into the U-Haul and move it 3 blocks. We were only moving 3 blocks. I had to keep, stay in the same school system. Stay in the same school district. I didn't want to screw up the kids any more than they already are because I'm their father. And I'll tell you how we managed our cat in just seconds. But this was bad. You know, it was 10 degrees. My wife has a lot of physical problems. But God bless my sister. I don't know how this happened. Her husband must have been looking the other way. God bless my sister. She sent us a real check. She sent us a check that solved our problem. She made it possible for me to move. She didn't make it possible for me to hire a gang of guys to pack the boxes and to load the truck, but she made it possible for us to get everything that we needed. And my mother-in-law did the same thing, too. Because, you see, I have a very different view of money than many people. My view of money is I believe in family money. That if I have money and you're in my family and you need money, I will give you the money. I don't want a receipt. I don't want to know when I'm getting it back. I'm not getting it back. It's not going to happen. And that's what that's how I expect my family members to behave toward me. This is usually a major disappointment. I don't get it. Nevertheless, we moved. Instead of taking 1 day, it has taken 3 days.